How good was it to see Key back out there today?
No, it was really good. You know, I think I told you guys yesterday he worked a little bit on his own. I watched him from upstairs, but he's feeling good. The injection was a successful, you know, thing that they did, and I know how excited he is about the last 6 weeks. So good to see him get some work in, and then we'll pick it up again next week.
Difference does he make, both from a
personality? Troy, it's attitude, you know. He's such a positive, playmaking, energy guy, you know, and Akiba's a loud guy, we all know that, a personality, but it's all about football when he's out here. I mean, very bright, so, yeah, we missed him, and it's great to have him back, and I know it's just great to know that he's feeling well now.
Quarterback in particular have to stay a little more locked in during the bye week in terms of staying on top of things?
Oh, I think we all have to stay locked in. I mean, it's human nature to try to – I mean, I want them to get away from football a little bit. They need to. It's been a long haul here, so, and a big haul coming up. But, you know, I think when you're in this business, nobody quits watching what's going on and, you know, what's happening. We know who we're playing, so guys take a head start on that today. But we've had some good meetings, and now I want to get their bodies and minds fresh.
What does Paxton Lynch continue to show in his practice?
Well, you know, it's interesting because he took practice today. He took it all. And Paxton shows amazing talent throwing the ball, making plays and stuff. And then there's inconsistencies in doing the right thing, you know, the key in coverage right. But that's why he's young, you know, I mean, that's why he is. So, but good work for him today. He was in control of the football team for the most part today. So it's a really good day for him to get some work in.
Did you spring that on him, or did he know? No,
we gave Trevor a day off from throwing. He's been throwing enough, and you know, it's good just to watch him take over too. So I should say there's a lot of guys that did not practice today. So a lot of, if you're repping, you got 700-800 plays under your belt. You probably weren't doing much today. So we practice young guys.
Initially when the season started, people wondered, you know, you're going with a rookie and a first-year guy quarterback. How have those two guys done now?
You know, Jeff, I think they've done really well. I mean, the thing that I'm excited about is I see growth every day. I see growth every game from Trevor. You know, I mean, watching Paxton run our team today. So the future is very bright for this organization because we've got two good young players, you know. But I think the key is like I said yesterday, you know, we want them to be great quick. You know, I want Trevor to play at a high level as he can possibly play at down this stretch because that's important for our team. So, you know, one thing about it – you know, you get in these positions, you, regardless of who's in there, whether they played seven games or whether they played 70 games, it's time to be your best. So that's what we're trying to get.
Obviously, wouldn't have made those decisions if you didn't think that the two could handle it, but do you like how they work together?
Yeah, they work very well together. And Austin's been a very positive influence on him. He's been on some teams. He's a veteran. He knows how to prepare. So it's a good group. It's a good room. You know, a lot of times in quarterback rooms, there's a disparity between here's a Hall of Famer and here's a young kid. So how you coach them, how you get them to here. Well, these guys are all kind of right here. So it's nice watching Napper and Rico and Clint work with them. I think they're doing a good job.
With Devontae Booker thrust into that number one running back role, what do you want to see from him?
Well, you know what? I want to see Book improve. You know, I want to we watch a lot of things, and what we spent our time on today was showing him the good and the bad type of stuff, you know, and Book's reads and some of those things got to improve. The biggest thing, though, too, is he's got open field ability, space, when you see him out in space. So we need to get him in space, but sometimes as a back, you got to get yourself in space, you know. So kind of like talking about the quarterback, being hard on Book, saying, hey, Book, you know, you're the guy. Let's play big time these last 6 weeks. You know, let's take it up another notch. So, but I like the way he works.
Does that apply to the offensive line as well when you talked with history?
Yeah. Are you asking me just as far as
– in general to the line, like challenging them?
We tried to go down there. What we did is we studied all day and night last night as coaches, so we tried to present to the players today, okay, here's some things you do well, you know, and here's some things we don't do well. And as coaches, we got to improve it, and you have to improve it. So they're walking out of here on their break knowing where they stand when they come back Monday. So we have to play better up front, and we have at times, but we're looking for that consistency as a group.
Is the right tackle position up in the air?
Well, I think Ty deserves to play more, so he's going to play. Are we going to play six or seven guys? That's what Clancy and James and I and Rick are trying to figure out right now. But Ty's fixing to play a lot more football. He did a good job the other day. I think he's worked himself back to – looking better and feeling better. So, yes, he's going to play more.
How proud are you of Darian and his development? You were with him in Baltimore.
I'm really proud of him because I was there with him in Baltimore, you know, and I got to know him. Obviously, I'm on the other side of the ball, but I always respected how he practiced, how he worked. And, you know, when you're a coach and you go to a new organization and you stand up for somebody, you know, you hope, sure as hell hope you're right, you know. And I told John I thought he'd really fit in. He's a good kid, loves to play. And, boy, just watching him every day has been fun to see.
You have three division games after on the other side. Two of them are at home. Do you like where you're at after 10 games here in the state?
Well, like I said, I think you always think you can be better. You know, there's probably some things that could have happened where we could have been in worse shape. But we're going to control, you know, what's going on with our team because we play everybody and, you know, throughout the division and what we're doing here in the back half. And, you know, that's all you can ask for, you know. So, but I'm proud of the team. I'm proud of how hard we work to get in the position that we're in. And we all know we're hard on ourselves, knowing we can get better, and we're getting some guys back. So it's going to be a tough stretch, but it's going to be a fun stretch. It's why you coach. It's why you play.
Demarius playing really well this last Sunday. Do you think that part of that is his hips finally feeling better?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. But I just think along the way, Demarius has kind of seen the fact that, hey, Peyton's not here from a leadership. And he has slowly, me watching him work himself into taking the group over, being a little bit more vocal, because that's really not him, but you're watching him take on that personality a little bit more. So I think we kind of expected that to happen, and he's doing his job and playing really well.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay, y'all have a great day.
You too.